Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You know, there's one movie I keep seeing all over my timeline because people are determined to get the word out that The Devil Wears Prada is coming out with a sequel. Anne Hathaway has been filming with a lot of the original cast. And this is one of the movies that people are getting incredibly excited for to have a sequel because it's been a hot second. It's a beloved movie. But if you don't know what the premise of The Devil Wears Prada is, it's basically all about Vogue and Anna Wintour, who is apparently a devil wearing Prada as a boss. And so Anna Wintour was recently asked on the New Yorker's official podcast how she feels about the film.
Well, I went to the premiere wearing Prada, completely having no idea what the film was going to be about. And I think that the fashion industry were very sweetly concerned for me about the film, that it was going to paint me in some kind of difficult light. But
cartoonish.
Yes, a caricature. Yeah. But first of all, it was Meryl Streep, which fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then I went to see the film, and I found it highly enjoyable and very funny. Yeah. So Mutch and I talk about it a lot. Yeah. And I say to her, well, it was really good for you.
It was. And it was, I feel like it was really good for Anna Wintour, just like making her more mainstream. Like if you know fashion industry, if you know like the Met Gala, you know who Anna Wintour is. Mm-hmm. But if you're sitting there and you're like, who is this movie about? Then it's going to like get your name out to the regular people and the civilians, if you will.
And now she's no longer editor in chief at Vogue.
I know. They just appointed a new girl who a lot of people were upset about because she's on the younger side. And a lot of people felt like it was nepotism getting her in that position.
Because it's Candace Bergen's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Something interesting I found out about Vera Wang, though. So did you know that Vera Wang was actually up for the editor position at Vogue? And when she didn't get it, that's how she became like a designer. So you know what? Sometimes the worst thing that can happen to you can actually be the best thing.
Amazing to me that you guys can talk about this the same way I talk about like the Packers and Commanders game last night.
You were just kind of like bouncing back and forth.
I'm fascinated.
Would you like to talk about the Packers right now?
Not really. I mean, they won, and I had money on them, so that's good.
That's good.
Do you know another fun fact about Vera Wang is that she didn't hit it big until she was like in her 40s or 50s.
And it was after she didn't get that job at Vogue, and she started that bridal salon and then became who she is today.
Yep.
All right, Selena Gomez is talking about her wedding on The Tonight Show. So apparently the wedding is happening sometime this fall. I heard that the guests don't even know where the actual venue is going to be until like the day before, but there is one of her coworkers that is for sure going to be at the wedding. She revealed on The Tonight Show that Martin Short is going to be the ring bearer.
Selena, you're getting married soon.
Yeah.
Are you having fun? Are you having fun planning?
It's wonderful. I'm very lucky. It's going well. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm sure our invites will arrive any skinny day.
I was going to say, are they invited to the wedding?
Of course they are. Marty's the ring bearer.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's your ring, Selena.
What's the connection there? Did they do a movie together or a show together?
Only Murders in the Building. Mm-hmm. It's a really popular show. Martin Short and Steve Martin starred with her.
I think I might have heard of it.
Yeah, no, it's hugely popular, and it's, I don't even know what season it's in now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's in their fifth season, but what I thought was interesting is I think a lot of people have mixed feelings about having coworkers at their wedding, but I know, Kristen, when you got married, you had like the whole show at your
wedding.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Worth inviting or not?
Yes, it was worth inviting. Absolutely. Okay. I mean, because the relationships you have at the time, it would have been nice if one person hadn't brought a guest unannounced. But other than that, yeah, it was good.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I was absolutely devastated yesterday because another relationship I have a parasocial emotional relationship with, they split up. And I'm talking about none other than Nina Dobrev and Shaun White.
I was very shocked by this news. Like when I saw they seemed so genuinely in love. And so when I saw the engagement had been called off, I was like, what?
So let me ask you guys a question as a guy that's gone through a broken engagement. When you hear that it was 5 years long, is that a red flag at all? Like, I think the engagement was 5 years long.
They had been engaged for a hot second. And there had been instances where people thought that he had cheated on her. I definitely seen on the Dumois gossip site that he had alleged affairs. And there was even a press junket Nina did in 2024, where she was seen without the diamond engagement ring on her hand, where people were like, oh, they're split up. But they always just got back together because they just seemed like so beloved, like they loved each other so much.
Now, see, I remember the engagement announcement. So they've been together for 5 years. They've been engaged for almost a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That hurt because they are a couple that I saw, and they're always hanging out with Miles Teller and his mm-hmm. wife, and it's like a crew. And I actually really enjoy watching. God, that sounds so creepy. Oh my God, you're I just listened invested. To myself. But when they post photos, I'm like, that looks like such a cool, fun friend group that goes and does stuff together, and it just was like in a way where it's couples being friends with couples. And I think when you're dating someone, it can be hard to find another couple that you both like. And I'm like, that's kind of the dream, to have someone you're so in love with mm-hmm. and then have all your friends. This, like, I'm way too invested in these people, but that one hurts.
They're young, rich, and successful, so you're kind of jealous of them. But at the same time, it felt like they had such a normal mm-hmm. Relationship that mm-hmm. I kind of, you know, viewed on social media. But now people are kind of reading between the lines because she recently posted on TikTok this audio that raised a lot of eyebrows. It was about 5 days ago that she posted this, and people felt like, oh my God, maybe this was giving context to what actually went down. So basically, it's her doing a selfie video, and this is what you hear when you see her turn on the camera.
How do you sleep at night knowing people don't like you?
With no underwear in case they want to kiss my ass.
What's your advice for women trying to fix their man?
Yeah. Listen, Bob the Builder, he's got 10 other women trying to fix him too, and you all look like a damn construction crew.
So basically, if people are kind of reading into that, being like, oh my God, like if she's posting that kind of audio talking about trying to fix your man, maybe she was really trying to fix him through this engagement. And there were other women involved based off the context of that audio. So I think there may have been some infidelity in this situation.
I feel like that's a leap, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I do, for whatever reason.
If Nina Dobrev gets cheated on, there's literally no hope for the rest of us.
And Shaun White, you're a ginger. I'm sorry. Speaking on behalf of all gingers, I know what we look like without makeup on. She did you a favor. That was some charity.
I feel like it's just a hard leap. Like when you are even though he's a ginger, he's a successful athletic man with Olympic gold medals. I actually mm-hmm. don't know his Olympic history. He's just one of the best in the world at what he does. I feel like that's a really hard transition for men when you're used to kind of having this freedom and you have all these women going after you that even though you really love this person, I can empathize to an extent. I'm not excusing the behavior that
we don't even know if it's true though.
Yeah. Well, let me speculate. We got like 2 minutes left in the segment. Like it would be hard to flip that switch off of getting to be this Adonis on this pedestal where like women are throwing themselves at you and all of a sudden you have to go to monogamy. Mm. Makes a little bit of sense.
But didn't he propose?
Yeah. But it's an ego thing. You know, like you love this. Two things can be true. Like he can love Nina and want to spend the rest of his life with her. But at the same time, like maybe he really enjoys being Shaun White.
Do you think she stepped out on him? Like, I do feel like maybe we're defaulting to the guy, but he is pretty hot and he is attractive. I make a ginger joke because I am one, but maybe she stepped out on him. I mean, at one point she was making out with the Salvatore brothers from Vampire Diaries, okay? Well, you get that, you pull that kind of action, you pull an Ian Somerhalder, mm-hmm. I can understand. No one's going to quite live up to it.
Did you guys see the news that the reason she left the Vampire Diaries is because she wasn't getting paid as much as the Salvatore brothers?
Oh, really?
If you didn't know the show, it's basically kind of like Twilight. Like, there's a love triangle with the two brothers. And the show kind of went downhill after she left, even though she was the lead. Mm-hmm. And she said it was because they refused to pay her as much as the two guys who, for all intents and purposes, like, were not the leads. Like, they were the supporting cast for her. And like, she was the main chick.
And she played multiple characters on it, too.
I know. Multiple personalities.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
Said so it might be right around the corner, babe. I mean, save yourself $45.
It's the bouquet for buffoons.
Just a pro tip: the next time you buy flowers, if the stems are plastic, that means they're fake.
Bouquet for buffoons. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Coachella isn't until April, but people are already planning ahead as who is going to be the headliner for 2026's music festival. And right now, there are two people that are rumored to be headlining the experience. So far in the top spot, it should not shock you that people are expecting Sabrina Carpenter to headline. She has been in the game for a hot second. She was on Disney Channel for a while. She had a hard time finding her voice in terms of music, but now it seems like she's got her stride with her sexy little Polly Pocket beats. The next person that
is a Polly Pocket.
What a great way to
put it. She's fun size. That is a fun size person right there.
She is so Polly Pocket coded. And the other person that people are expecting to headline Coachella 2026 is Karol G. There's really nothing, there's nothing set in stone. I feel like Sabrina Carpenter and Karol G are kind of like the most valid contenders right now for the top two spots. But right now people are throwing around Dua Lipa's name. It should come as no surprise that people are thinking Kendrick Lamar might take that final spot.
I have a weird intrusive thought about Dua Lipa that I don't trust that she's a happy person.
Why?
Because she's so happy online.
Really?
Yes.
If I was
that
on
everything is so perfect that whenever I look at her pictures, I'm like, I wonder what's really going on behind the scenes.
If I was on a yacht every weekend and my boyfriend looked like Callum Turner, yeah. I would be a genuinely happy person, which right. is how I'm not, that's why I'm not questioning it. Anybody else, I'll go, okay, maybe things aren't so bubbly behind the scenes, but Dua Peep, she's having a good time.
It's such an irrational thought I have, and maybe I'm going through a skeptical time right now, but I'm just like, I trust nothing.
You just don't want someone whose life is that perfect to be that perfect.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Somebody who might be living a lot of guys' dream life is Neo, because he's currently in a polyamorous relationship with four girlfriends, and this might be some girl's dream life because he just took them on a shopping spree in Los Angeles on Wednesday. They were spotted filling up shopping bags at
Skim. All four together. On a shopping... All four together in the same shopping excursion?
It's literally like that TLC show, Sister Wives, but instead of being Mormon in Utah, you have a rich and famous R&B singer boyfriend. Huh. So they all went shopping all at the same time, one singular shopping trip this Wednesday, and... When this news came out, somebody also cited the fact that when he announced to the world that he had four girlfriends and was in like this polycule, if you will, somebody brought up an Instagram post he posted in March where he introduced the ladies to the world on Instagram, calling them his pyramid and also announcing their nicknames to the world. We have Pretty Baby, Sexy Little Something, Phoenix Feather, and Twin Flame.
Has anybody done an interview with this guy where he specifically talks about this relationship and how he handles it? Because I'm fascinated.
I think he did like a couple of casual ones, but he's just like, yes, yeah, my relationship. Like, I got my four ladies.
All right, so I have so many questions. So on this shopping excursion, do you have to treat it like you do with if you have multiple kids at Christmas and make sure you spend the exact same amount on each kid? You have to spend the exact same amount right. on each girlfriend.
You can't show favoritism. And what if you're feeling on frisky? How do you pick like who you're going to match up with that night?
Maybe they all do it together.
Oh, that's... Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times in those polycules, isn't it like a polyamorous relationship? Generally, they're all dating each other.
Man.
I'm under the impression, not that I know anything about Neo's personal life other than what Instagram has told me, I'm under the impression these are just his girlfriends, but it wouldn't shock me if these four have all gotten it on.
I will tell you right now, I do not have the stamina or the parts to be able to do that with four women at the same time.
Okay, if we have... I just did a quick Google search, okay. And if we want to believe... AI overview on Google. This is what, this is how they handle that. Okay. So Neo has not publicly revealed a detailed schedule of who he sleeps with on what night, but he has spoken openly about his polyamorous relationship with four women. During a September 2025 live stream, so this was very recent, he explained that he and his four partners share a large Alaskan king-sized bed.
Alaskan king-sized bed?
All four in the same bed all every night.
One, I didn't know anything went above California king bed, but apparently there's Alaskan king-sized size bed.
You think it's like made for bears?
I've slept in one before. It's insane. It's massive. It feels like you're you just get in one side of it and it just extends for yards.
Yeah, it's a communal bed, like two California kings next to each other. And during an interview with a YouTuber, he stated that he, Christina, Ariel, Monet, and Brianna all share one extra large bed together.
Do you think they all have like different hobbies? So if he wants to watch football, it's with one. Shopping, well, clearly he's going all four, but they all have different hobbies, so he does different things with the different women?
I would assume that Phoenix Feather and Twin Flame probably have different interests.
Okay, now, as far as...
all I'm saying is, if I'm Phoenix Feather and I'm in a polycule with Twin Flame, I'm going to be mad.
This sounds like a salon loft filled with psychics.
Okay, so talking about the schedule, like, so they're all in the same bed. It said, while a specific nightly schedule has not been confirmed, some reports indicate that Neo previously mentioned a pyramid schedule, because you said he called him his pyramid, right? Where he spends 7 days alone with each girlfriend before bringing them all together.
Damn.
I don't even know where to go from there.
Even in the height of my youth, I don't have that kind of stamina.
You know, good for you, Neo. Good for you.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.